For many years, the Harry Ransom Center was a well-kept secret at the University of Texas at Austin, known mostly to scholars. Originally called the Humanities Research Center, it was renamed for its first director and nicknamed the HRC. The center was established in 1957 and moved to its current location in 1972. The six-story structure looked like a fortress, with blank walls of shellstone and concrete aggregate, hidden windows, and a hard-to-find entrance. Two fountains once marked the north and south corners of the building, but they were shut off to stop leaks into the basement. Inside the unwelcoming facade were priceless archives and collections, papers, and memorabilia assembled by scores of poets, novelists, critics, filmmakers, musicians, designers, and artists. These works were a showcase for American and Western European culture from the 19th and 20th centuries, yet few people knew they were there. That changed. In 2001, the Ransom Center hired Lake Flato Architects of San Antonio to turn the introverted building into an extrovert with a nearly $15 million budget. The architects gutted the first two floors. They replaced the tiled, institutional-looking interior with open spaces lined with pecan wood paneling and flooded with gentle light. They removed the troublesome fountains and exterior shellstone paneling that faced a campus courtyard. In their place, Lake Flato used glass panels etched with blown-up copies of dozens of signatures, including artist Albrecht Dürer, author William Faulkner, and film producer David O. Selznick. Images also are represented on the panels, such as scenes from Alice in Wonderland, a self-portrait by Frida Kahlo, and storyboards for Gone with the Wind. Now there are new open workspaces for scholars, and by advertising its contents on the outside, the Harry Ransom Center invites the public to discover the treasures within.